From Tidbits on June 10th, 2013. This is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.5, which brings a new snippets feature as well as tight integration with Automator workflows to the keyboard-based launcher. In addition to the standard text expansion utility, LaunchBar's snippets enable you to include clipboard contents, and they're compatible with LaunchBar's Instant Send feature. Snippets can be found by typing a few letters included in the name. The Objective Development blog has a good introductory overview of this new feature. LaunchBar 5.5 also now enables you to run Automator workflows, including the capability to pass text or file arguments and then return results back into LaunchBar, and add sharing of workflows via import and export. The update improves calendar event creation, contact support, iCloud document indexing, detection of Google Chrome bookmarks, and iTunes support. Other changes include an upgrade to 64-bit compatibility, support for spoken feedback via VoiceOver, and improved support of third-party email clients, including MailPlane 3. Apple has released Aperture 3.4.5, a minor update to its professional photo management application that nonetheless corrects a persnickety issue that caused Aperture to crash when deleting files from a camera or memory card after an import. A related fix also correctly ejects memory cards after using the Delete Items option after importing photos, and the update also includes other unspecified stability improvements. Just a few short weeks since its last update, Apple has released iTunes 11.0.4 with fixes for two small but highly frustrating bugs. The update puts paid to the repetitive requests for your iTunes password that bedeviled many, and fixes a bug that caused iTunes to crash when switching between wired and wireless syncing. It's available as a direct download from Apple's iTunes webpage at 188 megabytes by a software update on systems prior to 10.8 Mountain Lion, or via the Mac App Store on Mountain Lion. Barebones Software has released BB Edit 10.5.4, another update that is focused on fixes for previously reported issues. As usual, the release notes are some of the best written and surprisingly colorful in the Mac software landscape, such as these extremely specific examples. Made a change to prevent the annoying system alert when trying to save a text document that doesn't use one of the state-approved filename extensions. Fixed bug in which page guide colored turds would appear in the scroll bar when changing the selection in windows that were narrower than the page guide width by less than the width of the sidebar. Other highlights among the more than 50 listed changes include added support for using the mouse scroll wheel to make or drag text selections, improvements to the wraparound indicator and clippings menu title art for Retina displays, a fix for the undo state and remove line breaks that led to glossed content, and resolution to a problem with certain operations that prevented text from being placed in the clipboard if done immediately after rebooting. The update also fixes several crashes, such as when comparing two large files with insufficient memory, having a file name change, using move to trash in a project list with multiple selected items, and when closing text documents while the live search box was visible. While many of the changes were mirrored in the concurrent release of Text Wrangler 4.5.2, several improvements are available only in BB Edit. The Counterparts menu is fixed to prevent the display of jumbo previews from Photoshop, scaling down the previews to a more appropriate size of 16 pixels. BB Edit 10.5.4 also fixes an issue in which using the $CWD Perl command would cause long stalls, along with an internal exception when encountering a link with no file name while checking links in a document or folder. In addition to the BB Edit 10.5.4 maintenance release, Barebones Software has updated Text Wrangler to version 4.5.2, with many of the same fixes and improvements. Highlights amongst the more than 40 listed changes include Retina support for the wraparound indicator and clippings menu title art, a fix for the undo state and remove line breaks that led to lost content, and resolution to a problem with certain operations that prevented text from being placed in the clipboard if done immediately after rebooting. The update also fixes several crashes, such as when comparing two large files with insufficient memory, having a file name change, and after entering a bookmark without a server name and then trying to save it. Apple has released Security Update 2013-002 for Mac OS 10.6 Snow Leopard and 10.7 Lion, with each operating system getting two versions. Snow Leopard and Snow Leopard Server, and Lion and Lion Server. Several of the security changes are the same as those added to the just-released update to Mountain Lion, which shares its security overview page with the 2013-002 security updates. Across all the big cats, the security updates close vulnerabilities related to OpenSSL and QuickTime, while Snow Leopard gets targeted fixes for vulnerabilities in directory service and Ruby on Rails.
This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.